In his new movie, Denzel Washington doesn't just play a supporting role, he also plays a leading role behind the camera as director. Bob Mondello says that in Antoine Fisher, Washington handles both jobs intelligently and with restraint.
Antoine Fisher is an African-American sailor with a violent temper. As played by screen newcomer Derek Luke, he's used to being sent to the brig for fighting, but one day the Navy tries a different tack and sends him to psychiatrist Jerome Davenport, played by Denzel Washington.
You looking for a discharge, Fisher?
I ain't looking for nothing.
That's where you're headed.
If I want out of the Navy, I'll just leave.
Unauthorized absent?
Yeah, that's what the Navy calls it.
Mm. Running away how you handle your problems?
I don't have no problems.
Mm.
Dr. Davenport schedules a second appointment, and when Fisher doesn't show up, he has him brought in by MPs.
Now I get 3 sessions only to make an eval and a recommendation to your commanding officer. You know he wants to throw you out of the Navy, don't you? Now you can sit here and you can not talk to me if you want to, but our sessions don't begin until you begin talking to me.
I got nothing to say.
And we'll sit until you do. I got a whole lot of work to catch up on. We can sit here every day until the day I retire. Doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter to me either.
All righty.
When Fisher finally does start talking, his story of childhood abuse at the hands of a foster family helps explain the rage. But talking cures don't come quite that easily even in the movies. Dr. Davenport can now do his evaluation, but Fisher, having reopened old wounds, feels wounded and lets the doctor know it.
Come on now, speak the hell up. You better make it snappy. You only got 3 sessions coming. What are y'all looking at? What you looking at?
Oh, you finished?
Thought I was just getting started.
Let me tell you something, son. It may have slipped your mind, but you are addressing a superior officer. You understand me? Do you understand me?
Yes, sir. I slipped up.
You better believe you did.
No, sir. I mean, I slipped up when I talked to you.
What?
3 sessions, right?
That's correct.
Can't be flouting regulations.
That's correct.
Well, what do I do, Commander? Because I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Derek Luke has a naturalness on screen that's not unlike that of his co-star, possibly because his co-star directed him. When Luke finally smiles after a half hour of scowling, you think, huh, if he keeps doing that, he could be a star. As the doctor, Washington is equally sharp, and his direction avoids most of the sentimental traps of a tale that covers familiar territory. Think Ordinary People or Good Will Hunting, concerned psychiatrist, angry young man, learning to trust and grow. That Antoine Fisher is inspired by a true story and has a screenplay by the real Antoine Fisher doesn't make its inspirational terrain any less well-traveled, but the path the movie takes through it is disarming enough to make it feel surprisingly fresh. During one of Fisher's therapy sessions, his doctor hands the lad a book, The Slave Community, which argues that the sort of abuse he suffered at the hands of foster parents reflects a pattern stretching back to abuse their ancestors suffered at the hands of slave owners. If that insight has been in a mainstream Hollywood movie before, I've missed it. And it's one of many gracefully trenchant observations that keep Antoine Fisher intellectually engaging, even as it's bringing a tear to your eye. I'm Bob Mondello.